Hello, English learners. Welcome back. We are here at English Pod. I am joined with Erica.
And my partner in crime, Marco.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about a really great topic, one of my favorites.
Beer.
So beer is a very popular drink, especially in bars and when you go out.
Yes. It's very common with students, I think.
Yes. And it's also not very strong like a vodka or whiskey.
Yes.
Okay, so we are going to be at a bar today, and we're going to be looking at some of this vocabulary that you would find.
Yes, I mean, you've got to know this beer vocabulary.
Okay, so let's listen to our dialogue for the first time, and then we'll come back and look at these words.
Hey, man. What do you have on tap?
Heineken and Budweiser. We have a 2-for-1 happy hour special.
Cool. Give me a pint of Heineken and half a pint of Bud.
Okay. Pint of Heineken, half pint of Bud for table 6. What about some appetizers?
Sure. Let's have some nachos and mozzarella sticks.
Okay. That'll be $80.
What?
Well, it's pretty expensive for 2 beers and some food.
Yes. Well, it happens sometimes you go to these very exclusive bars and they charge you like if it was gold.
I mean, that's crazy.
Well, let's take a look at some of these great words that we saw in Language Takeaway.
Language Takeaway.
Our first word is on tap.
On tap.
On tap.
So he asked, what do you have on tap? Now, this is a strange sentence. What exactly does it mean?
Okay, well, he's asking about what beers the bar has.
But not in a bottle or not in a can, right?
Right. So, you know, in a bar, there's often this machine, right, that will pour very fresh beer right directly into the glass.
Into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a very popular thing because, like you say, it's fresh beer.
Yeah, it tastes better.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you have on tap? All right, let's take a look at our second word. Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour.
Now, this is very common and popular with bars.
Yes.
What is it when they have a happy hour?
Okay, a happy hour is a period of time where the drinks are very cheap.
Okay, so happy hour could be from 5 p.m. till 10 p.m., 50% off.
So if the drink is $4 than it is now $2 in happy hour.
Perfect. And this brings us to our third word, a special.
A special.
A special.
A special.
So this is a noun, and what does it mean when a restaurant or a bar has a special?
It's like they're having a sale.
A sale.
So things are cheaper.
So it could be, for example, a Monday night special.
Mm-hmm. Or, like in the dialogue, a happy hour special.
Okay. So it is a promotion.
Yes.
All right, very good. And now they ordered a pint of Heineken and half a pint of Budweiser.
Mm-hmm.
Pint.
This is a very, very special beer word. So a pint is the size of your glass.
Okay, so we understand how much a pint is. What would be the equivalent in liters?
A pint is 0.4 liters.
Okay, so almost half a liter is 1 pint.
Yes.
Okay. It is very common when you go into a bar, you can order a pint of beer.
Yes, exactly. In English, we don't say I'll have half a liter of beer.
Right. Mm. So let's take a look at our next word on Language Takeaway. Appetizers.
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 Okay, so what is an appetizer?
Well, it is food you eat before your dinner or before your lunch.
Okay, so it's usually maybe like a salad.
Or a soup, or something small that you can eat right before your big meal.
Okay, so some common appetizers at a bar, and we saw them in our dialogue. Nachos and mozzarella sticks.
Nachos. Nachos.
Nachos.
Nachos.
So nachos are little chips, right?
Yeah, corn chips.
Mm-hmm.
And it has cheese and maybe some tomatoes and maybe some beans.
Uh-huh. Okay, so those are nachos. They're very common in the United States.
Yes, yes.
And what about mozzarella sticks?
Mozzarella sticks, a travesty on the world and humanity and everyone's arteries.
Well, mozzarella is a cheese, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mozzarella cheese. And this cheese is, what is it, how is it prepared?
You put it in some breadcrumbs and then you fry it in oil. You deep fry it.
Uh-huh. And you don't like this?
No, this is terrible.
Why? They're so good.
Oh, my God.
Because then you can dip it in a little sauce.
Oh,
delicious.
Marco, there are so many reasons why this is wrong.
All right. Well, mozzarella sticks, a very popular bar food.
All right. Well, why don't we listen to the dialogue again, and we'll be able to hear these words in context at a slower speed.
Hey, man, what do you have on tap?
Heineken and Budweiser. We have a 2-for-1 happy hour special.
Cool. Give me a pint of Heineken and half a pint of Bud.
Okay. Pint of Heineken, half pint of Bud for table 6. What about some appetizers?
Sure. Let's have some nachos and mozzarella sticks.
Okay. That'll be $80.
What?
Okay, so we saw some really good vocabulary words there, and now let's take a look at putting it together.
Putting it together.
Well, in this lesson, we are going to look at one phrase that sometimes causes problems.
So let's listen to this phrase that we're talking about.
What about some appetizers?
Okay, so this phrase, what about?
Yeah, I often hear people use it to ask a question.
So a common mistake
mm-hmm.
is asking, what about your weekend?
What about your new job?
Now, this is incorrect, right?
You cannot use the phrase, what about, to ask a question about information. So it cannot ask for information.
Okay, because in our dialogue, the bartender said, and what about some appetizers?
Right, because he is making a suggestion.
Right, so he's saying, well, why don't you have some food?
Yes, the phrase what about can be used to make a suggestion.
Okay, so I can say, what about going to the movies?
Mm-hmm. You know what, let's hear a few more examples of this, because I think it's really useful.
Example 1. What about these dirty clothes? You said you would wash them days ago. Example 2. What about going to the mall instead? I'm tired of going to the movies. Example 3. What about a pizza instead of noodles?
All right, so really good examples, and the same thing we can apply to how about.
Exactly. So again, how about cannot ask for information.
Okay.
So you can't say, how about your boss?
Ah, all right, yep. Perfect. Okay, so let's listen to this dialogue one last time, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about bars and beers.
Hey, man, what do you have on tap?
Heineken and Budweiser. We have a 2-for-1 happy hour special.
Cool. Give me a pint of Heineken and half a pint of Bud.
Okay. Pint of Heineken, half pint of Bud for table 6. What about some appetizers?
Sure. Let's have some nachos and mozzarella sticks.
Okay, that'll be $80.
What?
Well, Marco, I know you're a big fan of beer, and actually I think everyone here at Praxis is a big beer drinker.
And this is the perfect opportunity to tell everyone about the world-renowned beer shake.
Oh, my God. okay, Marco.
All right. So everyone that listens to this recipe is a non-believer. They say that it is not possible for it to taste good.
Okay.
But here's the recipe. You take a liter of beer, or maybe half a liter.
So a pint.
A pint or a pint and a half.
Mm-hmm.
and you put it in the blender.
Okay.
All right. Now, you take two eggs.
Uh-huh.
Okay, not cooked, not boiled, anything. You take two eggs and put them in the blender. It could be one or two.
Okay.
And then you take about half a cup of sugar, put it in the blender.
What?
And you mix all that together, and you get this really good, foamy, delicious beer shake.
So a beer milkshake.
Well, it has no milk.
Okay.
But it's actually really good. I've prepared it for some people that are like, no, that's not possible. It can't taste good. And in the end, they're like, wow, this is actually pretty good.
So did you invent this recipe?
It's actually really common in Ecuador, in Peru. I've even seen it in Chile, usually with a dark beer.
Okay.
Right?
So like a Guinness or?
It could be a Guinness or, yeah, if it's that, a dark beer is a little bit sweeter,
yeah.
So you wouldn't add so much sugar. But if you have another beer like a lager or a stout, you could still do it, but just add a little bit more sugar because that beer is a little bit more bitter.
Okay. Well, I am not going to try this recipe, but maybe you guys are.
You should. Try it out and let me know how it works.
Yeah, you can tell us all about it on our website, Englishpod.com.
Yeah, and we're definitely there to answer all your questions, and I'll be posting the recipe as well on the website.
All right, well, we're out of time for today, but thanks for listening, and until next time,
bye.